Hello and welcome to episode 28 of series 5 of the Engaging Internal Comms podcast and the final episode of the podcast. This is the show for employee engagers and internal communicators who like to keep up to date with all that is new in our profession. Well, you heard it correctly. This is the final episode of the podcast. I started the podcast in June 2020. In fact, the first episode went out on the 16th of June 2020. Initially, it was a lockdown project. I'd always said I would like to do a podcast and I had no excuses during lockdown, during COVID. And off went the podcast. I never really thought it would last very long, to be honest. I thought it may be a year-long project. But anyway, 4.5 years later and 143 episodes, this is the 143rd episode in total, I've decided it's time to call it a day. And reasons for that are just to let you know as a listener, I'm wanting to simplify my life at the moment. And that means doing less for me and being really focused on what's essential in my life. The podcast has been an amazing journey. I've loved it. I've met and interviewed some amazing guests from all over the world, and they've shared fantastic experiences, stories, and I think have been really, really inspirational and extremely generous as well. So for any of you who have been guests on the show, again, just to echo what I've just said there, thank you very much for all of the time. Far too many of you to mention for your generosity and your kindness. It's always been a challenge to find new angles and trying to maintain some freshness. And I thought rather than just kind of keep trying to kind of carve out new ideas that maybe aren't there, again, that's contributed to why I've decided to call it a day as well. And getting a flow of high quality guests has becoming more and more challenging. I try and speak to my guests before we interview them to make sure that we've got something really good to talk about and it's the right fit. And along with the recording, the editing, the writing the show notes, publishing, promoting, and maintaining everything, it's become increasingly time consuming. And you've probably picked up from things I've said in the past on the show, it's not my main source of income. In fact, I don't get any income from the podcast. It's purely done out of personal interest and to try and bring some new ideas to the community. So I hope I've managed to do that. But all said and done, as I said, I've decided to call it a day. So thank you so much for listening. I may make a comeback. It may be a partial retirement from the podcast. And the episodes that we've recorded and that we have on the website, again, if you want to listen to those, if you go to www.thebigpicturepeople.co.uk and go to the podcasts page, all of our previous episodes, all 143 available there. You can listen to them iTunes, but they will be there on our website in perpetuity. So you're more than welcome to go through them. And I hope that they will have a long shelf life. I always chose topics that were what I thought would be evergreen and perennial and something that you would always want to come back to and listen to, regardless of what point in time that you pick them up. So I hope that's something that you'll still find value from. If you've got any final feedback or sentiments, please feel free to drop me an email at info@thebigpicturepeople.co.uk. The form on the website will still say live as well for any comments that you have of any show. So if you go to the podcast page on the website, you will find a comments box there where you can send messages to us directly as well. So in the time-honored fashion of Ripley from the film Alien, one of my favorite films of all time, this is Craig Smith, the last survivor of the Engaging Internal Comms podcast, signing off.